Okay. We'll call the Northern Swatch County Fire Protection District Board meeting to order. First up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Director's roll call first, then pledge of allegiance.
No notice of meeting.
All I have to do is type in there that I did it.
We have a notice of a fire district board meeting right
It's on the website and it's posted.
Director's roll call. Francis.
Here.
Richard.
Yeah.
Will.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
Sean's here. Declaration of quorum. We have all five board members in attendance. Pledge of allegiance.
We're
going to
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That goes away after it gives you a seizure.
Yeah. That's the point, to wake you up, or make sure you're not, if you're listening to music or whatever.
I kind of like it.
Approval of agenda. Any changes, additions, or deletions to tonight's agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Introduction of guests. I think we're
good to go.
Approval of the minutes from May 11th.
Motion to approve as far as
thank you, Will.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone except Richard.
Do you have a
sign? Yes, sir.
We're going to do that for don't fully forget.
You're making popcorn.
Good, yeah. That's good because I didn't get the dinner. Well, it won't take long to
question this. No, we can start out. You want questions first or after?
Questions?
On the bills?
On the minutes? On the bills?
We'll read them first.
I'll read them.
Well, do you want to stop after the first one?
Go ahead and read them, and then we're going to hammer you with questions.
Okay.
It'll be a short hammer.
Crawford Auto Parts, $270.77. Rescue 7. Terminex, $667.86. Terminex, Villa Grove, Swatch, and Moffitt. Swatch Fire Department, $56.63. Reimbursement parts for Rescue 7. Denver Truck Sales, $10,000. Tender 7 tank replacement deposit. Haynes Incorporated, $29.94. Windshield Wash. Ponch Lumber. $68.96. Concrete and form. Procom, $83. 2 drug tests. Monta Vista Co-op, $1,569.02.09. Fuel. Town of Crestone, $87. Crestone Water Sewer. Cielo, $85.44. Swatch Internet. SLV Rural Electric, $159. Villa Grove Electric. SLV Electric, $83. Crestone. Consolidated Communications, $89.31. Crestone Phone. Consolidated Communications, $90.35. Moffitt Phone. XL Energy, $291.94. Swatch Electrical and Natural Gas. XL Energy, $31.51. Bonanza Electrical. Payroll, $4,518.49. Payroll taxes, $1,019.51. Payroll taxes. Total bills, $19,194.80.
Shoot.
Terminex.
Anybody see
no them? Pay.
Yes. So, that Cody that was coming around wasn't doing anything. He's canned. They got a new kid. Kendall caught him at Swatch. They hadn't told him he was supposed to do the inside. It's his first month. So Kendall caught him, got him in touch with every chief. As far as I know, he went into every station, and he's doing, we told him, one chance. Because nobody else really wants to come around, but if you screw this up, we're done. So they've been...
So I guess my question is, are we paying for something that didn't happen, or are we going to start paying next
this
month?
This is the one for this month when he already came out.
Okay.
So let me get this square then. The check last month that we wrote, did they get it?
No, it's right here. Okay. It's right here.
I didn't have the check.
I still have the check from last month.
So then... So
we held that check from last month.
Right.
All right.
So this is this month.
So
and
they
this
did.
This is all seven buildings. And Kendall had a conversation with him with me on the phone.
Okay.
And he was told there's one chance. And then there will be no more payments if he's not doing it. And he was told we have cameras up and we can see when they come in.
See when they come and do something.
And are they, how often are they supposed to
come? Once a month.
Okay.
Once a month each station. They're supposed to do the outside, the inside, and spray for bugs.
Gotcha.
That's why we didn't
work. And they did each station one time. Right. On their own, without their hands being held,
mm-hmm.
And they haven't been back yet this month.
When was this, Kendall? This was just about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So if it's on this page, I mean.
So then we can go ahead. So you're saying then we can give them that check and this check, or what?
I don't know.
We hold that check.
No, I think we're holding that check until we're
hold
sure.
Hold that check, and are we going to hold this
we
check?
We can administer this one if we see.
We watched that they did this one.
Right.
All right. So, but we're still going to hold that
check. I would hold that check.
Okay.
Until they can come back and visit with us, because it's not this new kid's job, but trying to get somebody from corporate office to call us.
To get back.
No, I can't. I can't even get anybody from the billing department when I tell them I want to pay them to pick up a phone.
Well, so, and that's fine. And maybe, you know, if you could catch him and
so
have him pass the word up the ladder.
He's supposed to be passing word, but who knows?
And that'd be fine.
They don't pay any more attention to him than they do us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Then.
But
okay.
he has, so we got that done. And Kendall just happened to see him there. And
I was there more than 2 or 7 that day.
Well, and that's fine. That's good. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, he didn't have any door codes. No.
What's
that? Have any door
he didn't
codes
call or come here.
What's that?
He didn't call or come here.
I gave him the door code for up here. Now, you might be on a different scheduled in.
Might be on a different
location. Well, this one says, these ones I paid were Villa Grove, Swatch, and Moffitt.
Right.
Okay.
Motion to pay the bills.
Was there another question?
No.
Okay.
I'm fine with that if it's okay. As long as, how much was that bill?
Oh.
Or last month?
It was like 300 and
something like that.
Yeah.
As long as that bill ain't added into this amount.
No, it's not. It's not. I checked. I actually, their bills are held organized, but I actually have, I left out. It's,
all
those
right.
ones are not being paid.
Because that there is a fight that we still need to have with.
That's right.
Okay. All right. All good. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, on the back, in the back of your folder was a letter from Yvonne. And then she printed up some information. Let me just summarize here. She has a meeting, a virtual meeting on the 23rd with the Rio Grande Round Basin, or Basin Roundtable. What she has learned is from them, the max we would see is $30,000, which really isn't a drop in a bucket for this deal. So they have put her in touch with a federal grant, ECWAJ. Thanks. I'm apparently dyslexic today. If we could get the grant through them, it's a federal grant, it would pay for everything. There's no match. If we can qualify, there's a lot of qualifications for this grant. That's what this back letter is explaining. The lady from the Rio Grande Water Basin Roundtable is helping her see if we meet the requirements before she puts in. She said that she thought the grant would take about 40 hours to put together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
I visited with Laura Spann. She was up at my place, so I got to visit with her. She's Rio Grande Water Roundtable.
Yeah.
So,
So they're still, like she said, just trying to work out that if it's something we would really qualify for, and if so, then to apply for it, but it would pay the bill.
Right.
Yeah, and so...
For both wells.
Sounds like it.
We're trying to put them in for one and the other, knowing that they're two separate areas, but it depends on what we qualify for as to how we write that. And the good thing is we've got some federal folks and some other folks that are willing to help us write this grant, Laura Spann, as well as the ladies from Ducks Unlimited. So they're working on riparian areas. They're working on the riparian areas along San Luis Creek.
Okay.
So they're very interested in us and the lack of water up there. Sean,
or you want us to be helped?
No, it's all right. So Sean did contact James Cooley and get some numbers for the gravel. And did you have that with you, Sean? Or?
I didn't print it.
No, I didn't either. It was...
But I have it. Just give me that.
Okay.
I gotta find it.
Anyway, we're talking about.
I'm just getting a cupful. You're making this a project.
They're figuring about $340 a foot to drill. Yeah.
Okay. Holy crap!
It's all right if we give them a limit of 10 feet.
So if you're, you know, yeah. 10 feet is $3,000.
The last one I drilled, it was $5,500, and they went down 60 feet.
How big?
Down my stock water.
Yeah, but that's not a
6-inch.
They're looking at least 10 inches.
Okay. Yeah, mine was a 6-inch with a mud rig.
91 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really. It's just close, right? Close.
But in the valley right now, it's for. For a 10-inch commercial well, it's $40.
Dang.
So that's with a 10-inch pipe versus a 1-inch.
6.
And it takes a lot bigger drill rig, but then you're going to get from 400 to 700 gallons a minute.
Yeah.
Where
Doc, what?
Mine get down 10 inches.
Mine makes 1,400 a minute.
Yeah.
So that'll save us some.
Yeah. So anyway, that's. That's the process, and it's you know, we were talking about the one down at La Garita, and they're at $220,000+, and they're not done yet.
Right.
And so,
they're... Oh my God, they've been 3 months on that.
They've been longer than that. It's, you know, but they're talking about, they think it's going to take every bit of the $270,000 that the county designated.
How deep did you say it was?
I don't know how deep they are. That's
work.
That's one of those things you don't know.
Phones. All right. So for the Villa Grove Road and turnaround fill spout is $20,725.
For gravel?
For the work, the turnaround and everything. And for the one in Moffitt is $34,000.
Why is Moffitt more?
I'm further off the road.
For the road.
I don't even know where that property is.
Well, it takes more.
Because Moffitt's a lot boggier and it'll take more film.
Is that your bid, Sean, or somebody else?
No, that was James Cooley. James had asked him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
West.
Can I do the rest of my report now, or are we talking more on the well?
We're good.
Okay. So the general fund received $116,000 this month. The pension received $7,700 this month. The Excel bill was not on here because I hadn't received it. It has been, the Excel bill from Moffitt. It came today. They're automatically drawn down. It was like $50. So I put it in the books, but it's not on your sheet. I got the plates for the new rescue truck. Kendall has them. Last month, I was asked to find the deeds to these properties for the wells. Good news, found the one for Villa Grove. Bad news, so I don't have anything for any of the property we owned in Moffitt. I can't find it. And Wes and I both went upstairs and to watch. Any chance you guys put some light bulbs in that hallway? That would be appreciated. Kendall.
Hey,
carry
one in your
pocket. I did. I used my bow.
No.
What? Oh, flashlight. Yeah. What hallway? Anyways, so I got my files straight, and they're all pretty in Villa Grove.
I'll have a little.
And I found the deeds for everything except anything in Moffitt, and I do not have any deeds for the firehouse in Villa Grove. But I have everything for Bonanza, everything for Sawatch, and the well properties for Villa Grove. So Wes and I are going to have to figure out how to get them because...
You just go to the courthouse and...
Yeah.
Why did they go to the post office?
Yeah. Trying to find them upstairs over there is not a good idea.
That's not your cheese.
Neither Wes or I have that amount of time.
I don't think it is. There you go.
That's all I got.
Okay. That was quick. I haven't been able to send an email. It won't send. Firefighter membership, applications, resignations, requests for retirement. We have one application here from an Aaron White for Swatch. Everybody had a chance to look at it. Right?
Mm-hmm. I have not. I didn't get it, so I didn't get a chance to run backgrounds or anything.
He works for the sheriff's office as a part-time dispatcher.
That doesn't include us from running a background check.
No, I'm just saying.
Aaron who?
White.
He works for the sheriff's office as a part-time dispatcher?
I had heard that today.
Since when? Did they just hire him?
I had just heard about that today.
Okay, cool.
So, I could be wrong.
No, he must be.
That's
granted.
What I heard.
I know they were working on hiring someone for that position, but I did hear that actually. So that's good.
Well, I see all the law enforcement stuff on there, and I also see that he said he got fired from Leadville because they accused him of having a felony. But also talking to Kendall, you guys need to know that he hasn't been in the district 6 months.
Yep.
So
he was buying a house in Swatch.
How long has he been here?
Month or 2 months.
He is buying a house?
Randy Orondo's, he's living in it. I don't know if he's buying it or not, but he's living there.
Isn't that in our bylaws? They have to live here within 6 months?
It is.
Mm-hmm. So we need to wait on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would.
Table it till.
I think he's a great candidate, but I think we have rules. And,
right.
You know, every month we said we have this conversation about bending the rules. Couple more months, we'll be good.
Okay.
Well, and I think don't turn him down for letting him be interested.
He can have a great ability.
I would visit him and, you know, just, he's not going to be a firefighter until the 6 months.
Right.
Let him come to the meetings and stuff.
They're open public meetings.
Do you care if he comes to trainings and stuff, or?
As long as he doesn't participate heavily.
Like put on gear and all that.
He can try on gear, but if he's pulling hoses and, you know, running lines, and you know, that's not cool. He's not covered.
Okay.
So you made it to Crest Gun.
We'll handle that until
later.
Later. Can I give this back to you?
That's it. Okay. Yeah, I've got it, and I'll run his numbers. But and you know, just we have that rule, and we I think
we told you that.
And you know, and if he gets upset about it, he has to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay. Anything else under that? Any other applications or anything?
We kicked one off Chase Masters. How do you say his
name?
Love Masters.
Yeah. He'd been there. We put him on. He was on 6 months probation.
So let me stop right there. So we have in our bylaws a grievance form. And you guys, the grievance is for the departments. And I know you're not the only department that's had a grievance this last month. Just say, we had a grievance, he's terminated, everything else stays within your department, okay? Because that's not Chris Stone's business, or Villa Grove, or the boards. You guys made that determination based on our bylaws and the grievance procedure that's set down in there, all right? So you just terminated.
Okay. Fire department reports. Crestone.
Crestone had 81 and a quarter regular hours, 26 and a quarter training hours for a total of 107 and a half. We responded to 2 structure fires and 1 hanging glider in a tree. Didn't get up there. We don't have a whole lot going on, but we now have a monthly safety newsletter for Crestone. Something put together by Daniel. Nice, colorful. There's lots of copies here if anyone wants to look at that. And I wanted to get y'all's opinion before I even plan this, but we've had someone approach us that wants to bring in a planetarium. It's a blow-up dome where they project the stars and planets on the ceiling. It's going to coincide with the dark sky event that's going to happen in September. But it literally will take up all 3 days. It has to be interior. This is the only building that's big enough. It's a 2-day event, so we'd have to stack vehicles back in the old building for those 2 days. But before I commit to anything with this guy, before he goes to get the money for it, I wanted to ask his opinion.
You said in September?
Yeah, it's date's not set.
What are you going to make off of it?
Something. I mean, potentially we'll have food here and we could do some food sales or something, bring in some money. Our intention is to try to piggyback with other events that's happening in town, because like we had an event, or I had an event, and it ended up like 5 other events happened on the same day. So like my event didn't happen. So we're trying to try to piggyback.
So you're wanting to do it like a fundraiser for your station?
Yeah, it'd be a fundraiser, and it would be the public coming in, but we wouldn't have anything to do with the planetarium. That'd be someone else setting it up.
What would our insurance be about?
They would be fine with it. Talking to
when did you adopt?
Oh, my goodness.
What's your name, Deb?
Deb Barone. They're good with that kind of stuff. It's just a matter of... You know, they would ask if there's some common sense used with who you're letting in here and how they're doing it.
Supervision.
Yeah, supervision. We don't want people climbing walls and in places they're not supposed to be.
You're going
to
have the building finished by then, so that way we don't have no safety hazards anywhere?
We'll likely block off the upstairs.
That would be a very good idea.
Yeah. That's our area and storage. Other safety concerns you have?
Those are the big ones for me. The other one is you know, do you have enough room back in the other station still to put all this up?
Well, I'm thinking incentive on getting it done.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I just need more hands.
Hey, well, but you don't catch up with you.
That's the same problem.
Yeah. You got Daniel and Nate right there.
Yeah, no, they've put in a lot of time. Trust me.
No, and I understand that. I really don't have a lot of heartburn when we do things for the community that makes us visible in the community, not being goofy and shooting people with water cannons and that kind of stuff. We have community events that bring interest in our community, and they see we're willing to help out. I'm grateful. And I don't think our insurance would have... Talking to Deb about other stuff, they have no quorums.
I guess, do we need to see kind of a formal plan of it?
Yeah, and I think they'll get a formal plan, but what he's asking is, are we interested?
And they have to raise money to even do it.
Do we need a motion to move forward, or is this just a...
Just an off... The,
just
kind of
a housekeeping
thing. Kind of a housekeeping thing. Are you guys okay with him moving forward to try to plan this out?
I'd be fine.
Whoever the guy's doing this is... You said you're going to have to raise some money. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. You
got to start somewhere.
I'll submit a form next month.
Okay. I'm good with it if the board's...
Is there any chance they can do that at the charter school and you do the dinner? And...
Well, they got to have it big enough to put the planetarium
in. I've never been in the charter school. I have no idea.
Don't think they have a big enough room.
If there's enough space. I heard they have a room that's as big as half a gym, but...
Yeah, they've got a big gym.
Is it tall enough?
Maybe.
I was just wondering if they could do that there, and you could do the barbecue here. I don't know.
Well, what we've noticed that when the charters
away from people be up there, and they wouldn't come here to eat. That would be the only thing.
The charter school has something going on. When we have something going on, we lose a lot of people to them.
Fair enough.
And then the events in the park, so it's walking distance from here.
Do your form.
Fair enough. I think you're looking at things the right way, you know.
And we're also planning a pancake breakfast too coming up for the energy fair.
What did you guys train on?
We worked on the house, and we trained on hose lay and pumps.
Deb, you guys got in your new SCBAs yet?
That's all I have.
Good thing you said no, because I was going to say, hey, let's go try mine.
Show us in your truck where they are.
Yeah. Just got to bust your chops when I get a chance, dude.
We haven't started the new chainsaw either.
Why not, man?
What the hell, you isn't a big hurry to get it.
I sleep like 3 or 4 hours a night.
That's two more than most of them.
Yeah, more than I sleep.
Yeah, but I'm also working the other hours that I'm not sleeping.
Do you work? Yes, that's different.
One of us are chopped in. You're lucky you're not a probing firefighter. You'd really get busted.
Okay, anything else for questions?
No.
Moffitt?
So you want to start with last month's and then go to this month's?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So in April we had 26 training hours, 135 personnel hours for 161 hours. Wow. We had one structure fire, 2 wildland fires, 2 smoke reports, and a stand down. In training last month, we went through the trucks because we had new people and kind of started the fans and the saws and kind of in rehab from structure fires, the one we had. This month, we had 15 training hours, 85 personnel hours, and for a total of 100, we had 2 structure fires, 1 motor vehicle accident, a gas leak, and a trash trailer on fire in the KV.
and we went through our extrication gear and cycled that and made sure. And we did refreshers for like Tina that had those two trucks fired, but she still, you know, it really clicked for her, but she wanted to go through the trucks again just to get the trucks started. And different trucks other than the engine one that she's going to go through. So, I got fuel receipts here for you.
Thank you.
I paid for Attack 1's repair. It was 147.46.
You have the receipt?
Yes, it's right here. With our...
Who paid it?
Moffitt.
So make it out to my fire station?
Moffitt Fire, yes.
So I don't think so. So what happened was we had a transmission leak, and we couldn't tell where it was at on that Allison. So instead of screwing an Allison up that's going to cost us $6,000, we ran it to Tim's transmission where they could get it on the jack, and they found it. And it was an O-ring they found on the speedometer, or shift on the shift. So they charged us for the O-ring and about an hour worth of labor.
So they work on fire apparatus?
We're trying to crawl under there and find it yourself as a bear cat. So.
I also went to Poncho Lumber and got the rest of the lumber for our office. So we can get the railings up and the stairs built. And the only thing I don't have yet is a door, but we're still waiting on that. Unless you have yet an extra one over there. Okay. That's why you need the door. I have a receipt for that.
Have you been able to get a hold of your electrician yet?
No, I haven't. I can't find him anywhere.
He's lazy.
Don't call back.
No, he parties all day and stuff.
He has said he works all hours but four.
Yeah.
What the hell? Boy, he's sure contradicting himself.
I think he's holding back so that you don't beat him.
It has that feel.
Bert Jones, give me some help, dude. I need help. None of his checks have been deposited, and I send another one out just like I always do.
He's still alive. He's in La Jara.
Okay, well, he hasn't deposited the last 3 months.
He can't. There's no way he's going to get out. I don't know if my cousin Annette Jones... She's got the authority to help him in the nursing home, and I don't know. They will not tell anybody the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep digging, but I can't promise you anything.
Okay.
He's still alive. So
yeah, he hasn't deposited the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And I keep mailing them. They're not coming back.
You're required by law to mail them.
I have to keep mailing them unless I hear something. I mean, if there's another way he's not capable?
No.
Okay.
He can't even... He's wheelchair down there.
Yeah, but is he mentally sharp? Can he sign a thing? Okay. Okay. Well, something. I don't know where his checks are going. But they're not getting deposited.
And that's probably... That little bird's probably gone. Mm-hmm. So...
Whatever you can help me with, I
think. Well, once they're out 3 months out, then they can't cash them.
Yeah. I'll
there may come a point later down the line where we have to void those and put them back in.
Yeah, but I'm told that I have to keep sending them until...
Mm-hmm. Let me see what I can get done tomorrow.
And because he actually has checks mailed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... electronic deposit makes it nice because it goes into his account, but these are actually mailed.
Yeah.
So, if you can help, I appreciate it.
I will.
Thank you.
See what I can get done.
But we do understand there's...
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Only do what you can do, though.
Yeah. Come on. If there's something great, if not, that's what it is.
Okay.
I think that's all I have right now.
Okay.
Swatch.
Training hours, 115. Membership hours, 41. For a total of 239. Two structure fires. One motor vehicle accident, one hang glider in a tree, and one trash fire at the KV. And we trained on into the 7. Getting a couple guys that are comfortable driving it.
and hook a line with some pumping water.
What truck, sorry?
Engine 7.
Thank you. I heard you, I didn't. Anything else?
I visited with Bill and George Freeze and Wes a little bit. We postponed the 4th of July until Labor Day. See if we can get some moisture and stuff. So we've already purchased the fireworks. They'll be here, but right now it's just...
Yeah. It's just too dangerous.
Is there supposed to be a parade in town event or no?
We're not going to do anything in town because, one, there's a wedding going on, and we're not going to have...
I'm getting married again.
We're not going to have the crowd coming to town. We don't feel like to waste a liquor license or something like that.
So your station and all is not going to...
Yeah, we'll just wait till Labor Day. We're advertising it. If we receive moisture, that's our game plan.
I know that there's several people saying, well, let's do a drone show. I don't think people understand how much those cost.
Oh, yeah.
The one they're doing in Poncha, I've heard they've already procured $75,000 for it, and they're not sure they have enough.
Who's paying? Those are all donations?
Jesus Christ. The cities.
Well, they got the money over there.
Okay.
But, I mean, it takes a lot of drones to put on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing it in BV, and then the next day doing it in Poncho.
That's why things happening.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully, it'll turn off rain and we'll do Labor Day, but it's just unsafe right now. We felt to do it.
I think that's the best call, Kendall.
And then Danny Warwick and I was visiting. Search and Rescue got a really nice...
to pay him.
Rescue truck donated to us. It's got 3,000 miles on it. Looks brand new. Danny was wanting me to bring it to the board and see if he could write up a storage agreement type deal with you guys to store and swatch until we can figure out where to build a bay or something that we're not wanting to leave it outside in the weather because it looks brand new and it's sharp and it'll have a lot of gear in it and stuff. So he wanted to bring it to you guys.
Who's going
to
be in charge of that?
The sheriff's department will be in charge of the truck. I mean, the guys will put on search and rescue and run it out of there. There's roughly 6 or 7 of us in there. What's on search and rescue?
Don't have room for it, do we?
If we stack it behind our rescue, there it is. Once we load our stuff back on our rescue truck.
The thing with the rescue truck for search and rescue is, it's not going to be an emergency burst out vehicle. So they would have time to move. Not like the ambulance where they had it stacked in front of our stuff.
Right. Don't we have an empty bay in that ambulance station over by Development Road?
I don't know.
Are they what?
Don't we have an empty bay in that ambulance station at Villa Grove?
There's two rigs at Villa Grove.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. Where is it now?
Sitting outside at David's Freezes for right now. We haven't started loading the gear on it quite yet.
They got money, they can build a garage.
They have a place to build a garage first, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, County Road and Bridge isn't going to help them out.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have a place to put it over there either.
You want this fly with it too?
Absolutely.
They wouldn't put it over there anyway, would they?
Where at?
Well,
no, because we don't have...
All the search and rescue guys that are doing it are on the fire departments anyway.
That's not...
We don't have access to the road and bridge last
year. That's good. When?
I would say, honestly, for short term, if Dave needs to bring it down to my shop, he's more than welcome to.
Yeah, we're kind of hoping to keep
until we can get it in somewhere else, yeah. I'm just saying.
Centrally located, Swatch kind of seems like the center point.
I don't have a short term problem with it, as long as it's not blocking one of our burst out apparatus. you know, knowing that they're going to have to insure it, and if something happens to it in there,
yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, is that
where the yellow truck was sitting for now?
Yeah.
Well, didn't we?
Until it comes back.
We went through that with an agreement on
the
stuff
ambulance
in our bylaws, but didn't we include anything?
I don't think there was an issue short term.
No, I think there was a long term issue.
The problem with the ambulance was it was past short term.
Well,
and it was stuck in front of.
Right.
And the ambulance,
the vehicles we needed to get out.
And the ambulance deal was because of so many people was in there that wasn't on fire too, wasn't it?
Yes. Here's a copy of the bylaws if you want to dig.
I don't remember.
Fire did you give me back?
I know we went through it. We went through it with the other dude, didn't we?
So what is short term?
They're wanting to build a bay for it.
Eventually, we'd like to build it. It's a rescue bay. We're looking at grants and stuff, but
yeah.
I mean, that's not what happens.
But that said, we do already have an agreement with them to use this building. And, you know, I think if we're honest and we have the room, at this point, short term on that other building's not such a bad thing. So, and by that, I think we had our short term was a year at a time, no longer than two. That's what we had here. That's what we had on this building, for both ambulance and search and rescue.
To put it in swaps.
But I think we could do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, short term is a year at a time. We can renew it for the second year, but that we will not go over 2 years. Okay? So if Danny wants to talk to me, he's welcome to, or the board can tell me, don't talk to him, Wes, that's up to them.
I have no problem with it.
Don't block anything else?
Right, as long as it's not blocking
one of our first out apparatus getting
right
down.
It needs to be back by the water.
Yeah.
It's
the bottled water.
Yeah, you know, we can put it in that Connex storage.
We might stick an antique in there.
You just might stay in there with it, because I don't think you can crawl out the window.
We might stick an antique in there.
Yeah, what we got to do is just tell him, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, have Danny call me. If the board's okay with that, we can sit down and start hashing out an agreement.
It's not on the bylaws.
We need to make a motion on that?
Just a directive, I think, is fine.
I'm okay with it short term.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Well.
Second. Yes. I'm looking and I see nothing in here about buildings.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in there either.
I know we had some, maybe that was just...
That was that other agreement we signed.
It was another agreement, yeah.
But it's not in the bylaws.
I swear I'm about to have Tourette's.
I know the feet.
So we just need something written
start
up.
Chewing on your
sheriff's office, right? Or...
Yeah, it'll be the county, but yeah. Dan can present it to the commissioners and we'll come up with something.
Okay. Do we need that before it's parked in there, or?
Yeah, I would. It wouldn't take us that long to put something together.
Okay.
If Dan's serious about it, it won't take that long.
Yeah.
And they can tell their attorney, hey, you could be smart about this and just do it one time, or we can go back and forth 10 times until we say, hey, we're done.
Okay.
Sarah was good.
You got anything else?
The guys was all questioning me, what's the status on that antique truck? Can the district donate it to another district? Or can we, what's the status? How was that? That was before my time in SWAT, so I didn't know. Well, we don't run it anymore. We don't run it. Nobody likes to run it.
Well, you don't, you can't, it doesn't run at all.
Mm-hmm. For the kind of runs.
Oh, boy.
That's because it's never stopped.
It looks so cool.
It was donated to us by Bill Ellithorpe. His daughter, Lori McClung, is still around, still knows what's going on. What's the son's name?
Is there a museum we can put it in?
You know, that might be an issue we can work on.
And put it in the museum or something?
I don't think they have a place to put it in, but we might be able to.
You guys build on the Sawatch, is it going to go?
That was the plan, but everybody's using the money for other stuff, so the plan was it was going to be out of there and into the office area.
Yeah.
But we have to.
It's not really the plan now.
We have to deal with these other buildings and the vehicles. And Julie and I are shuffling the office stuff.
Mm-hmm. But it feels good when it's done. Right?
So much fun.
I don't remember what all that was about. I mean,
it's the guy that died.
Danny.
So what fire helped them to bury him? He got killed in a warehouse fire down the center. We were down there working on that fire, and he got burned to death. So Bill decided, because we helped get him buried at the hillside, that's where he wanted that truck to go. And the steering wheel alone is worth $10,000.
Got a little there.
That was one of the first trucks that was put back into civilian life after World War II from Seagraves. The rest of them all went to the Pacific Theater. Anyway.
Hold on.
But we can look at putting it somewhere.
I need a plug or my computer's going to shut off.
The electrician's finding one.
Yeah.
Museum.
I just need to plug in.
Huh?
The Craig, I think, has got one.
That's all right.
It's easy enough to have one. One that's upstairs.
Oh, station's full.
It's just to see if there's one lighter.
But I might be able to.
Right there.
We might be able to.
We have five trucks on
there. The fire museum somewhere or something.
Yeah. In Denver, maybe.
Right there. Well, Fitch Springs, Denver.
Well, that big one's in the Springs.
Sure. Oh, you guys have that.
Longer than that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably.
That's a good thing. I'm trying to. All right, Greg, I thought I'd laugh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, how loud it is a moonshot.
How long is it?
Can we? About 21 feet, I think.
Can we move it to one of the other stations for the time being?
I don't know where. They're all getting full.
Honestly, what's going on in this old station? Is there room in there? If the three trucks are in here.
Two,
they've got one in there.
Right.
Maybe, but,
just a thought.
It's a thought, but they can be patient a little bit while we try to figure it out.
You good now?
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else, Kendall?
That's it.
Villa Grove, I have it here. George texted it to me.
He texted you too?
Yeah.
Oh, well then you can go. I'll let you, since you're the...
As far as training hours, we have 33 training hours. 77 membership hours for a total of 110. We had two structure fires, one motor vehicle accident, a hang glider accident up in the tree, and a trash fire in the kitchen.
During the parade.
What was training?
2 weeks ago.
Sean?
What's that?
What did they train on? That's the one I missed.
Oh, we,
equipment placement.
There was equipment placement on the rescue truck. And then we, of course, worked on the SCBAs. Had some batteries to change in one of them. Did we fill bottles that day? We have filled bottles since then. I've slept since that meeting. I can't remember.
That's cool. I also got that problem too.
What else was it? I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We just want to remind everybody we're having our fundraiser on the 27th of this month. Mm-hmm. So, feel free to join us.
Yeah.
Did you get some cool shit?
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know.
Don't know yet.
I haven't been recording a lot of it yet.
You know tomorrow night a little bit more, huh?
Yeah, we'll know more tomorrow.
Maybe.
I know we got a couple of guns.
Is there any 386?
So,
I don't know what they are.
No,
I just know where they're from. So. Okay. I think they're two handguns this time.
Like, fully out.
386. Probably not.
Okay.
No, really. I think they're 2.9 millimeters.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what they are.
Okay. I guess that's all we had, huh?
And then that's, yeah, that's good. I mean, I can see the other comments in here, but it's probably not.
We did buy some stuff on Poncha Lumber, and you want us to reimburse the board, or we got some sonotubes and some sacrete to put up our new signs that we bought. So, what was it, 50-some dollars? $68. Wes donated the steel to put them up on.
Bill's already put up the bonanza line.
Yeah. So, you want Bill Grove to reimburse the board, or are we okay with buying the $68 worth of sonotube and concrete to put up the sign?
We already approved the bills, so we're good.
Okay. Is that what everybody else thinks?
Richard wants a check.
To himself or to the board?
You got a check right out there. There you go. Really big. Yeah.
Here's a check for you.
Okay. It's more than the sound tubes, though.
Wes, you're up.
Well, we've been talking about grants and one of the grants that came back up this year quickly was the Homeland Security grant program for projects, and so we put in the radio project again.
For the third time?
For the third time. I had to fill out a bunch of paperwork. I happened to be in Denver that day, and we had to get it done over the phone and stuff. I had to get a new estimate done on 44 radios. Cost of the 44 radios is $179,484. Total with everything and programming would be $192,409. So we would have to pay $100 shipping and $1,320 programming fees. So
perfect.
That's in there. We're Gene Borrego and I are pushing it again. They always like this project. They just don't have any money, but they've done some things in the last year to say, hey, you're not working with ICE, you're not eligible. So a lot of the cities are getting tossed out.
There's ice in the
room. There's more right there.
Yeah.
That means we've got a better shot. We're not playing against the big boys. So,
Sean.
That said, we've been been working with, I've been working with Denver Truck Sales on that truck. We did get that thing hauled off. Thank you, Kendall, for getting getting James to haul it. He called James and we called the other. James could do it for $2,000. We haven't seen the bill yet for hauling, because if we need to haul it back, or we decided we need to haul it back, he said he could do that because he's taking stuff up there all the time to Denver, and he cut us a deal to, you know, get it back. So we're not loading it if we have a problem. You guys will see you guys paid the $10,000 deposit on it today. I've got to send the federal and state tax ID numbers. It's the FEN number, and the state tax exemption. So we're talking $25,000 at this point. So that's new pump, new piping, new valves, 3-inch and 6-inch. There's another couple of valves that they may be able to put under there to help us out. It would be a little bit of an optional cost. And we haven't determined that at this time. We got to see how things fit in there. So this tank's 4,000 gallon. It is lime green and 16 feet long instead of 18 feet long. And that's simply the shape of the tank. So we can get rid of some of that stinger on the back. And they are running the... They're checking the engine out and the suspension. Haven't found anything on the suspension wrong. So, you know, we thought after that little jump stunt we might have some issues, but they haven't found anything there, and they're going to check that engine and service that engine up. If they need to adjust valves, whatever, that's going to be part of this. So right now we're looking at about $25,000.
Can't put a Confederate flag on the hood? Since it was in the air.
We'll put them on the doors. So generally,
tender. 01 so, tender.
Yeah, they were pretty happy to get that. That was the first truck tender they ever built.
Really?
So, there. He said he could sell it in a heartbeat if he had.
Yeah.
No.
A little flavor.
Exactly. That's why I thought it was worth fixing.
Yeah, I know, like you said, you know.
Small, actually.
That Cummings is, 290 Cummings is almost bulletproof. So, anyway, that's where we stand on the truck. I don't know when it's going to be done. They'll get they've got everything ready to go. They'll get the check, and as soon as they know tomorrow that the check's on its way, that we've okayed this and signed it, they'll start putting it together, as long as you guys are okay with me signing the, you know, the contract.
I signed it twice.
Yep.
Okay, then it will just send it up.
Yeah. I signed it both ways, but...
That's okay. It doesn't matter as long as somebody signed it.
Whoever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Boy, Sean's liable for it, not you.
No kidding.
Yeah, really.
Dude, the way things have been going for me, I might be dead before... truck gets done. That's all I have. It's been pretty quiet. A lot of letters and stuff out. But
any news on the our software recording stuff?
I haven't dealt with.
Oh, the I am responding. How is that?
This.
Yes.
It's doing okay. I mean, but we're talking about the cat.
Yes. The how is that? Like where? Specific, what is the, who is the holdup? Is it with eForce?
It's with both. So trying to get Ken to talk to them, and then they write a ticket to get it going again, and then Ken doesn't get back to them or Dan, and then we start.
So it's on eForce's side.
It's not, but then we were told last time they were trying to do some updates on the CAD system.
Okay.
So these guys know how to work with eForce, but it's just a matter of...
I just know in other, because I've dealt with our undersheriff on some other stuff we wanted to be forced to do. They have not been. Anyways, I will visit with my uncle, ask him, because I don't know why that should have been done.
Because I can get Jim Russo to to do another claim, you know, to start it again.
Okay.
To get the CAD link in.
So that is where the holdup is.
Yeah, and the big thing when we started the first time was the email address they gave to have it sent to.
Okay.
Dan had a fit because it's randomly generated. It's not easy to remember, but once it's in your system, okay, it's there.
But Ken is aware of.
Ken's aware, yeah.
Okay, so. I will. Okay. All right.
So I need to. Just,
I will see if I can.
This last month, I haven't done a lot because too many medical things going on.
Well, I'll see what I can do on our end to, because we've been having other issues with eForce, but that I feel like that should be have been done a long time ago.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I can contact those guys again, and I'll generate another. Tell them we'll generate another CAD request. And then we can get Ken and do that. And I can just email you also and keep you in the link.
Sure.
Okay.
Ken, old unfinished business.
He's having a fit back there.
Truck repairs.
Well, truck repairs for the month. I didn't do any oil changes. Every minute I had was either fixing stuff or broke down. It seemed like every truck. One truck in every department except for Bill Groves had an issue this month, so got it tacked. Five was had a little leaking on it. Has it leaked anymore since I set it on?
Thank you, by the way, for that.
Hopefully it's taken care of. Attack one had an issue, got it down to the shop, got it fixed, and then spent a lot of time on rescue. So
what was wrong with attack one?
Transmission.
Sorry. Okay.
Transmission leak.
Had a wheel O-ring leaking on the wheel seal.
Okay.
So, you know, between that, getting the tender loaded up, tender empty, I stay fairly busy without doing anything else.
Okay. Well, we've heard about. The engine one turbo.
The boot's sitting with them.
Yeah, you can get the kennel and get the boot.
Yeah, it's sitting at the firehouse.
One of these days we'll take a rope and tie this together and get that thing done.
See if we can get it put on.
Yeah.
Okay, tender 7, we heard about that. Brush truck in Villa Grove. I think a bumper has been ordered.
Mm-hmm.
I think bumpers, talking to Chance, I think Ford bumper, it might have got in today, and Dodge's is only a day or two behind it. Probably by this weekend.
And it is not a ranch hand bumper.
It is not a ranch hand bumper. It's a. I sent you guys a picture. I don't remember what.
I don't remember the brand.
Ranch hand is not building one for the Dodge yet. But Chance did some research and found one. And it was available, so.
Should be good enough.
It's ordered.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it ain't a bad looking bumper. I sent pictures for a few guys.
Yeah, it is good.
The winches are sitting in Chance's shop or his office. So, and then he said, "One of the numbers, you want him and Cody just go ahead and stick them on? And they spend the weekend to stick them on when they come in?" He said it'd be a couple $100 labor to stick them on. They've been doing it, they did the ambulances, they do all theirs. That's running the cables down for the battery down for the winches. He said he'll run the front ones. If we want back ones, we'll have to run our.
We put a back one on ours already with the plug.
That's what Diesel has, is that plug. So
that's fine with me if it.
They bring the new truck over with. Sits there and holds them up. The little Tommy, the hoister, whatever on their service truck.
Come on, I think a handyman jacked them. Jacked them and six.
Have we done that? We got 3-4
jackets.
I know.
Yeah, what the hell?
I got one. I use all the time.
I got like 5 of them. I got
2 and we used it when we swapped that bed over.
Yeah, we should have had a party that day, you guys, on the rescue. We had 3-4 jacks and a handyman jack. We had to come up enough to clear those duels. It was a little sketchy for a moment.
Just keep the handyman.
We were good.
We about knocked the handyman out. He ended up having to cut 3 inches off the old truck's exhaust.
to clear the handyman and get it out. The old exhaust on that truck stuck out a long ways.
I don't want to hear it, because in our day, we cut the middle out of the school bus and took it off. By hand. We didn't have
it. It was fun.
Jeff
was a little nervous.
No, I was the only one that wasn't nervous. It was cops were the nervous ones.
Yeah, but they said
I was nervous about JT backing it in there.
They said you weren't nervous because you were in the other bay.
Absolutely.
I was nervous. I was waiting on you.
Yeah, when JT was backing it in there, that made me a little nervous.
No, so put the trucks out here. So we want to visit just a little bit about the light system on it and stuff. We've contacted Digicom to talk to them about getting the lights put on it, and one of the things that there are a lot of wires underneath that truck like this, and they go to everything. And so we had to cut those wires. Jeff found a plug that we could go in and do the taillights with the plug. So we could, it was just a plug it right in, find the taillight wire. But the rest of those wires, it's hard to tell where they go. They were everywhere in that truck. And these guys have them up over the top. Digicom said that's what they do. They'll figure out where those wires go and which ones we need and which ones we don't. But they were mashed. They were all kinds of things. We probably had some shorts in there with some of the problem with lights we were having and other things. So we're getting a bid for that. We thought it would be in today, but it's not. So we're looking at the light systems and swapping the radios over into that truck, and that's still to come.
The lights on our new tender, they did a great job. Those are awesome. Those were freaking. If they could replicate that, they would probably have all our stuff.
It would be pretty close to what they had, Big Blue, the two new tenders.
I don't know. Billy Grove's truck.
I guess my question is, how do we want to do it as soon as, because he was talking, the guy who works for him said even if the bid didn't come in, he would be good for that truck to go down in the middle of the week. And he would start, he's got several hours to start lighting, to finding where all that wire and stuff goes.
So what if when the bid comes in, why don't Wes, you just call us board members and visit with us? Can you do it that way?
Well, it depends on how much that bid is. If we have if we're going to go over 90,000 on the total project, then I'll need to call you. If not, we have a committee to do that. Now we got to figure out what the bumper cost is.
How much is it, we have left on that?
Well, we got 75.5, and then we don't know what the bumper cost is,
right?
Nor what the cost of the lights is. So we had about 14.5 left. So we're hoping, we're not buying new radios because the other radios are in good, great shape.
Gotta buy a center console though, right?
We are gonna put a center console in it because it's different.
And then we gotta figure out the wrap on the box too.
That might be something we'll have to come back to the board later. But yeah, we're getting it functional is where we're at right now, so.
So then,
if it's
why don't you see what the bid is, and then if we need to call a special meeting, we'll call a special meeting.
Okay, we can do that.
Sound good?
Yeah, if we're going to go over that 90,000, we can. It was 12,000 to do the Bella Grove truck, and that was complete. So we shall see.
Do you need a motion for that?
Without the 12, probably how much was radios? 3?
Yeah, the radios were almost $4,000,
$3,000. Yeah, so
$3,500 plus the install, because the VHF we already had. I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Do you need a motion for that?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. If we need to, I'll call Sean and he can call a special meeting.
Sure.
Okay. Office edition for Moffitt update.
We have the rest of the material to get it buttoned up. So we're going to try to have another work day. We can get everybody to go through to get in there and
I was hoping to have it done before next month, at least our end of it. The electrician, I don't know.
He's probable.
Is he probable? Mm-hmm. Will it take dinner?
I'll see. Secret.
Two. A hot bologna sandwich.
Hot bologna sandwich with some mustard.
You don't even just put it in.
Well, he knows that he's in a race. Yeah. Of course he's going to put it back.
Yeah.
Some mail. So right there. Put it right in the windshield.
Well,
that's
there for the 6 hours.
I'll leave that one wire at all.
Absolutely.
I need about 1 year.
I said that rainbow blazer.
Good on that. Crestone building update.
Once a week. Well, this month actually was pretty big. We fully moved into this building. So we have our bunkers in here, our two trucks. What's left still is the bathroom. Once the plastic goes on the wall, then I can get the final plumbing inspection. And then that's it for permits and inspections. Outside lighting still needs to happen. Upstairs, it's not a priority. So we're moving along, but it was really big to get moved into this building because we've been fighting, you know, bunkers are over there, truck is over here, you know. So now we're actually moved into this building, and then we'll start focusing on cleaning that one up because it's really infested, that other older building. This one, we're still catching mice in, but it's not as bad. So it's moving, but slowly.
If anybody sees that guy, make sure he gets up here.
I'll look, because he said he'd be back one day to the month, and I can look and see what date we load on my text. What date we loaded that rescue out, or that the tender out by text messages, and then I'll just kind of be hanging around town and see if I can catch him.
We've had a lot of damage, mice damage to bunkers and other equipment. If anyone has extra hours they want to come put in. I'm looking for volunteers.
I can come shoot mice.
Nicola, hey, I'll pay for it.
A little bird shot and you can get them.
Well, now we see.
Bird shot. I have a 10 gauge.
I think the town has issues with that.
10 gauge, little bird shot. You can pass home. Right?
Yeah. I would make some comments that I probably shouldn't make.
Jersey blocks. I saw the Jersey blocks out there.
Yeah. So we're still in the permit process with the town. I've kind of slacked on that, but.
Okay. I'm making note my part of the Jersey blocks for good.
I am not typing that in, but okay.
Septic system on the Moffitt lots.
I have not had a chance to get over to Gunnison and visit with Alex, so I'll try to get that done. But that's one of the things we're. I've got to go pull. I've got all the legal descriptions, but I want to get the deeds to that property too, so they can't take him copies, so they can't say, "Hey, that's not yours," because they're definitely our lots. Yeah.
Okay. You do have the legal descriptions because I did find those.
I have the legal descriptions.
And I have the parcel IDs if you need them.
Yeah, and if you look at the parcel viewer. With the on the county's website,
mm-hmm.
It shows they own those lots. But if you go to look at parcel maps and look at the legals, we own them. So that's the thing. The county didn't get their parcel viewer map right.
I'm shocked.
But that's not a legal document. So
right.
So we're just gonna hook into it and bring it.
Yeah. We'll do that.
To the west.
You don't have to remove it, you just gotta stop using it.
Yeah, we'll use it.
Thanks for chainsaw class update.
Nothing to report yet.
I haven't heard anything from Lisa or from Brent.
Okay. New business.
Kim and I was talking about a chainsaw for Moffitt for doing house entries in through walls and stuff like that. That's only goes so far instead of the bars that we have that'll go clear through and tear stuff up. If we could, we'd see if the board would be interested in buying us a demo or a saw for the houses.
Usually people want a big one, he wants a small one.
I will. I will tell you that Villa Grove just bought a demo saw or a ventilation saw, and it is a DeWalt battery operated, and uses the same batteries that you use in your extrication equipment. And man, do they work!
You guys cheap because that's what I brought up. We're just gonna buy it the next sales tax grant, huh?
But didn't that battery one die out on that one?
That's just a DeWalt chainsaw. It's just a circular saw.
It's got a depth gauge on it.
Yeah.
No, it's a chainsaw with a depth gauge on particular vent saws.
Yeah, the one I was looking at to buy is looks like the old seat.
K-12.
Yeah. Okay. But I will agree with Bill. Even if it's just the skill chainsaw like Villa Grove and Swatch has gotten. Because twice now we've been on house fires and they beat us there. And you're trying to cut through with a wood chain.
Sawzall. Of course, they wouldn't put the battery on it. They'd be doing this.
Bill.
Oh, it takes a battery?
Yeah, oh, it takes a battery, yeah.
I don't know how much that saw was.
We bought ours, I believe.
They're like,
didn't we have a, what's the lumber, the piece hardware and poncho over
it? No, and Salida.
Did it, is this a regular chainsaw with
regular,
the depth gauge?
Yeah, with the depth gauge and everything. It's a steel.
It's just like Bill Gross. Chainsaw.
Villa Grove just bought one that's electric because of that. And they got it from
I can't remember what
they had. Well, Villa Grove repurposed their chainsaw.
Huh?
Yeah, can we?
Daryl Greening, because he has the extrication tool, so he can.
Because I think we bought that one too. Because we have a. We have a gas one with a depth gauge on it, too.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
And I think we bought that one, too.
Swatch bought one. When did we buy ours? About a year ago?
2 years ago.
Is he going to buy a freaking ladder truck next?
Maybe.
Maybe. He says maybe.
Just to put the flag up.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
put the Christmas lights up. That's what we need.
Okay,
then yes.
Okay. There we go.
When's the next sales tax grant coming through?
Opens up next month.
Yeah.
And then it ends in August.
Have you guys closed out your last one?
Yeah, it don't take this long to get them closed out. Especially now that they're all online. It's just a couple of clicks and you scan receipts and you got them.
You know, that I don't care, but that might be something you would want to run on a sales tax grant.
Okay. We'll take care of it. How's the year extractor grant going?
It's not yet. They're just, because it was firehouse subs, and we're not close enough for them to deal with us right now.
Then that's what we were planning on getting on our next sales tax grant.
The gear extractor?
Yeah. All right, we'll do some work
there on it. Yeah, come up with some prices, man.
Okay.
It's really hard to come in here and say, well, you guys do this for us, and we have no clue how much they're going to spend.
I can't remember how much it was.
So,
the gas one's $1,600.
I don't think this one was that much.
What's that?
That DeWalt one.
No, I think it was $900 or something. With the 20-inch bar and the depth gauge on it.
Does that go into a roof as well?
You can ask George.
It's got a rescue. It's got a regular rescue chain on it.
How much it was.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think we got a spare chain. I think the chains were like
200 something a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were 200 something a piece. So.
Yeah. All right, I'll get some prices and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you can call Daryl Greening. He can do the DeWalt one.
Yeah. Any other new business?
Any word with Town of Swatch on their fire hydrants in there?
No, they July will be the test point again. So they'll have new orange bags put back on them again.
Can we put any pressure
fresh
on them?
Color.
We have put pressure on them even through their insurance, and they're bucking the system. In fact, going so far as to say, "Oh, it's your fault."
How is it our fault?
We didn't let the hydrants drain correctly.
Yeah.
We don't drain hydrants correctly. We don't do this, that.
But don't they self-drain?
Yeah,
they're supposed to.
They're like a frost-free
faucet. Right, like,
if they're working.
As long as you shut them off without a hose on it, they should drain.
Some of ours take over 15 minutes to drain out. So, like, if we're using it, if we have to leave it, I tell the guys just to screw the cap on just a little bit so air can still get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one here, I mean, it's less than 30 seconds it's drained out. You can should put your hand on it and feel the suction of the air. But some of them take 15 minutes to drain out. So we either, like, unhook it and let it sit for a time or just put the cap on a little bit so it can still drain out.
My Excel watch wants them to take a wet dry shot back and
and a hair.
They're horrible.
Last time I talked to Iris about it, she said they'd be great to replace them if we could figure out how to get them on as the fire's working.
Wow. That's funny.
They've got guys who can replace them. Yeah, I'll figure out how to get them on.
Could the town get their own grant?
I don't know. I don't care about them. It's their town that burns down.
Well, when it burns down and they don't work, they're the ones liable.
Yeah, at the end of the day,
we've done everything we can do.
Our Casno Shady, we showed up within 5 minutes in that town.
And no water.
And we've made it pretty clear, like when we've had hit a block and a half hydrant on a house fire, it was people questioned us. And we said, well, the closest hydrant did not work.
Well, it's just interesting, the only one along 285 that actually is not bagged as the one in front of the liquor store. And then, we got to save the liquor store.
Yeah, that's the only one on 285 that works.
Yeah.
The one that Perry had, it's not leaking, but he ran it over, or somebody did. It's laying on the ground like this, but it must have been off and it broke the shaft.
Well, the stem holds it up.
But yeah, the only one that works is the liquor store.
Nice. Well, to make the biggest boom.
Okay. Any other new business? Citizen comments.
Mileage is due at the end of this month?
Yes.
Mileage, yep, thank you. That was on my before you adjourn list. Yes, mileage is due. Guys, really would help Wes and I out if you would scan them to Wes. And then Wes checks them, and then he sends them to me. So either that or we have to have physical copies. Do not text your mileage sheets. It ruins my phone.
It ruins my phone, too.
So I will come pick them up. I swear to you I'll stop and pick them up.
When do you want them by? Because we're supposed to carry through the end of June.
Right, so the soonest possible. I mean,
First of July.
But, I mean, they're giving me enough time to add them up and add them in. So, first of July. But do not text them.
So they got.
And, Creston, I'm not going to drive here, but I'll meet you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the next meeting is the 13th of July, so you got.
Yeah, it gives me a little time.
So, if you can get them to me.
The first or second.
The first week of July. By the 4th or 5th or morning of the 6th at the latest, then I run all the numbers, try to add everything up, make sure that all your math matches my math, and then Julie matches her math to our math, and that way we don't have problems.
It's a lot of math.
And that gives me time if I've got a question on something I don't understand, or I'm going, is that a 9 or a 4? I've got time to call somebody.
always round up.
I always round down, but just say.
I know.
I do.
Yeah, as far as citizen comments, thanks for the popcorn, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For question, yeah, the software good. That goes with those tablets, is that the same software that I was asking about earlier?
Yeah.
So that is not going to happen until the C4 system.
Yeah, we can download it.
We
can download the app, but yeah.
It's not going to be usable. Or we can go on a 4-channel.
Yeah, it will, but it won't automatically populate the stuff that comes from the CAD Magic.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Which is one of those things we really want
to say.
Okay, got it. So I will meet with my undersheriff tomorrow about that. He's probably going to tell me he has no idea about it, but I'll get with Captain and try and have Captain.
Yeah, Royce was in there when I was talking to Dan about it the first time.
Okay.
And he wasn't too supportive.
Well, probably because we've had other issues with E-Force things that I thought should be trivial for them to do that they said they were going to do, then they, this one guy told you we can do it. No, we can't do it. We got to try. But anyways, I'll try and see what I can do on that. Because that would be freaking awesome. That system, that I would love to have that.
Yeah. He hasn't been talking for so long. Okay, we good?
Yep.
Review of the bills. Did all that. Adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
At 8.
You're in record time,
25.
Yeah, and Greg said you're welcome to take as many flies home as you want.